This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Libya, rumors are swirling that Muammar Gaddafi may be looking for a way out. The speculation comes amidst continuing rebel gains on the battlefield and an intensified NATO bombing campaign. The Libyan capital, Tripoli, is increasingly isolated, and Gaddafi's forces seem to be on the run. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro traveled today to the strategic city of Garayan, south of Tripoli. It was seized this week by rebel forces.
Children, women, young men, and their fathers, and even their white-haired grandfathers were celebrating in Garayan today. They jumped into trucks and cars and flashed the victory sign to each other in an impromptu parade. This city was a garrison for Gaddafi's forces for the past 6 months, the place where he would resupply his troops for the battles in the western mountains. But no longer.
Because Gaddafi is a very important city for him, this one. So now it's the road is closed. Now Gaddafi can't go to the south. And even the west is closed, so he's been surrounded now.
Abdul Sagar fought for this city. He says Garayan is important because it straddles the road that goes from Tripoli to the south of the country. With Garayan's capture, now all three major roads out of the capital to the west, south, and east are blocked.
They are very weak, yeah. They left a lot of weapons, machine guns and guns.
So did it look like they left very fast?
Yeah. They left very fast and they left everything behind.
How quickly Gaddafi's forces collapsed here shocked even the rebels. The main military base in Garayan was one of the most feared in all of the western mountains, controlled by the same commander for decades.
This is the office of Mabruk Sahman. This brigade was named after him. He was one of the most powerful commanders in this region and, in fact, in all of Libya. And now his office is a burned and ruined wreck.
Ibrahim Ramadan Shakhti used to work at this camp. This is one of the strongest army bases in Libya, he says, and now it's completely abandoned. He shakes his head trying to take in the rebels' sudden shift in fortunes. He isn't the only one trying to adjust. Mufta al-Arabi reopened his camera store today. He says Gaddafi's forces used to come into his shop and force him to give them services for free.
At this moment, I am very afraid. Why? Because 42 years or 45 years I am afraid from Mr. Gaddafi.
It's a fear that has been so ingrained in Libya's people, he says, it's difficult to let go of the past. Last night, the new Garayan rebel council met for the first time. Mahmoud Taufik is on the council. He used to be a ship's captain, but now he's one of the men in charge.
What is the plan now?
We will ask people to open the shops and go back to their normal life, so everybody will feel that he's safe. And we will think how to supply our people with food, fuel, and all their needs.
And there are signs that those won't be the only challenges here in the coming months. In the afternoon, mourners came to bury a young man who was killed yesterday by a sniper still lurking in the city. Faisal Jalani was at the graveside. He says that many of the snipers were actually sons of the city.
Something incredible. I don't know why they did this. All of them, all the snipers, most of them are from here. They lived with us. They're living with us. They lived with us for a long time. I don't understand that. Nobody can understand this.
He says he even knew one of the snipers personally. The sniper who was once Jalani's friend is being held by the rebels. Jalani says he hopes they hang him for what he did. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.